from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The recent surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians continues today, with three Palestinians shot and killed after trying to attack Israelis. Israeli officials say the first attack was in the West Bank city of Hebron when a Palestinian man tried to stab an Israeli settler. Police say the Israeli opened fire, wounding the Palestinian, who died later of his wounds. The second was a 16-year-old Palestinian armed with a kitchen knife, killed after he attempted attacking an Israeli police officer at an East Jerusalem checkpoint. Finally, a female assailant shot and killed after stabbing a border policewoman near Hebron. The U.S. has sent military equipment and a small number of troops to Cameroon to fight terrorism by the Boko Haram. Among the military equipment being supplied, armored vehicles that can survive bombs and detect landmines. As Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports, it's a big step forward for Cameroon's military.
Colonel Jean-Jacques Fouda, in charge of Cameroon military equipment, says the armored vehicles are some of the best Cameroon has ever had.
This car protects the soldiers to do patrol mission, long range, fight against mines.
Boko Haram militants have resorted to using suicide bombers and planting mines on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. Cameroon has lost more than 100 civilians in bomb attacks. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Busloads of migrants began arriving in Slovenia from Croatia for the first time today. They were diverted to Slovenia after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia. A final group of migrants made its way across the border just before a large fence went up at midnight Friday, as Hungary attempts to stem the flow of thousands of migrants using the country as a stopover on their way north. This is VOA News. Activists say a top commander in al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate has been killed in an airstrike. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Abdul Mohsen Abdallah Ibrahim al-Tarek, a Saudi better known as Sanafin al-Nasir, was killed Thursday in an airstrike near the northern Syrian town of Danaa. The observatory's chief, Rami Abdurrahman, says it's not clear if al-Tarek was killed by U.S. or Russian warplanes. Jihadi activists on social media say he was killed by a U.S. drone strike. A group of 10 players from Eritrea's national football team claiming asylum in Botswana after a World Cup qualifier have won a temporary reprieve. The court said Friday the players could stay temporarily and will have their asylum case heard on December 11th. The players refused to return to their country and turned themselves over to authorities in Botswana's second city of Francistown on Wednesday, a day after their team lost 3-1 to Botswana to be eliminated from World Cup qualifying. Lawyers say the players are members of the army at home and could face a court-martial and treason charges if sent back. Guinea completed its second democratic presidential election last Sunday, but many Guineans, along with international observers, say much work remains to be done on how Guinea holds its elections. Chris Stein has this report from Conakry.
Preliminary results from 22 prefectures released by Guinea's Electoral Commission show President Alpha Conde in the lead over his challengers. Guinea's opposition has already alleged fraud and called for an annulment. Two major parties have withdrawn from the electoral process entirely. International observers from the European Union said they had not seen fraud in the election, but they complained about a number of irregularities in the vote, such as delays in opening the polls and disorganized voter rolls, both of which caused long waits for voters. A spokesman for the country's electoral commission was not available to comment on Friday. The elections could get messier still. The opposition is expected to call for demonstrations and perhaps challenge the results in court if Conde wins. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry.
A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is whirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and possibly catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Forecasters predict Typhoon Kwapu will make landfall early tomorrow and could stall once it arrives, dumping as much as 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. As of midday today, the storm had sustained winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour and was expected to continue strengthening before hitting the country. A painting by famous painter Jean-Michel Basquiat, one of the world's most coveted contemporary artists, has been stolen from an apartment in Paris. Police say the painting was worth around $10 million. There was no sign of a break-in at the apartment located close to the Élysée Palace of the President, and the owner was away. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.